pasuk says in this week's parsha, Aches shabsosa tishmor ki yosi beini uveinechem. Aches shabsosa tishmor, right before Shein. Why does the Torah use the Loshon Rabbim shabsosa my shabosos? So the Ramban says that the simple answer is that it's referring to the shabosos of the year, shabsos hashana. There are many shabsos hashana, 52 weeks of the year. So the Torah is referring to all of those shabbosos. That's the plural, the Loshon Rav. But the Ramban adds that maybe there's a deeper message here. Maybe the Torah is hinting to a concept. We know there are two parts to Shabbos. There's Zochar v'Shama. There's the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos and the mitzvah lo saseh of Shabbos. So maybe what the Torah is saying, Achash shabsosai kishmaru, Torah is telling us that we have to be careful with both with Zochar and with Shama. Everyone knows about Shomer Yom HaShabbos, Shmira Shabbos. When we talk about someone who observes Shabbos, we call him a Shomer Shabbos. That's the Shmira, right? The abstaining from different melachas, lamites melachas. Shabbos is a Yom Menucha. It's Zeich Lamai Sibereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed the Bria in 6 days, and then Kaviyochol, Ibashoves, Bayom HaShvi, Vayishbos, Bayom HaShvi, Mikol Melachto, Asher Osa. Shmira Shabbos is about abstaining from doing melacha on Shabbos. But there's another aspect to Shabbos, and that's Zochar es Yom HaShabbos, the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. That includes, of course, the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush, but also midivrei Kabbalah. It includes Kavod ve'Oneg Shabbos, ve'karas le'Shabbos Oneg, likdosh Hashem mechubar. Kavod ve'Oneg. What does that mean? So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Lamed describes what Kavod ve'Oneg Shabbos involves. It means that one has to prepare for Shabbos appropriately, to bathe, to prepare the table nicely, to prepare candles nicely. One has to be mehadir the Shabbos b'achilu shtia, sudah Shabbos, gimel sudah Shabbos, that's part of oneg Shabbos, zemiris and divrei Torah. One has to dress properly on Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is a time to dress up, not to dress down. That's part of kavod Shabbos. This is all nichla within the mitzvah of Zochar es Yom HaShabbos. What's the tachlis of Zochar es Yom HaShabbos? The Torah tells us, lekadsho. Lekadsho, to declare Shabbos as a Yom Kadosh. Ramban in Parashas Yisro writes, "Ve'atam she'tehashvisa be'inenu bavurshu Yom Kadosh." The goal of Zochar es Yom HaShabbos, of all the mitzvahs I say of Shabbos, is so that we remember that the shvisa, abstaining from different melachas, it's not just to take a vacation, but to realize that Shabbos is a Yom Kadosh. It's a day of kedusha. It's an elevated day. To separate ourselves from iske machshavos, from thinking machshavos shalchol, v'havle hazmanim, and the emptiness of the world, v'losis bo oneg l'nafshenu b'darach Hashem, and to have a tainuk ruchni, to have a spiritual tainuk. That's the goal of the Shabbos. The goal of all of the shvisa from melacha is to have an oneg nafshi. Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg in the Sefer Ksav Kabbalah, he puts it this way. He says there really are two types of shvisa on Shabbos. There's shvisas haguf and shvisas hanefesh. Shvisas haguf, that means that the guf, the body, has to stop doing physical activity, the different lamites melachos. Shvisas hanefesh, that means that the nefesh has to separate from mundane pursuits. The goal of shvisas haguf is to lead to shvisas hanefesh. The shvisas haguf is not a goal unto itself. It's a means to enable us to separate from the week, to separate from all of the distractions of life, to separate from mundane pursuits and mundane thoughts and mundane perspectives. You know, the cell phones and the emails and everything that we're involved in during the week. To give our neshamas a chance, to give them a chance to develop what they really want to develop. The Shevi Al Tasa of Shabbos is designed to get to a kum v'aseh. You know, on Shabbos we have a neshama yisera. V'yom hashvi shavas v'yinofash. The Gemara in Beitza on Daf Tezayin says v'y ovda nefesh. That on Matzei Shabbos we lose a nefesh. That means on Shabbos we had an extra nefesh. Chazal said that there's a neshama yisera. That means we have a tosefes, we have an extra koch. Neshamas have an extra koch on Shabbos. Neshama yisair. We have to develop that neshama yisair. We have to give it a chance. Give it a chance to develop, to to breathe and to accomplish and to grow, so that when Matzah Shabbos comes, even if the neshama is there released, but the neshama that it leaves behind is strengthened for the week ahead. Zocha v'shama b'dibur echadem. There are two chalakim to Shabbos, two parts to Shabbos. And they're said b'dibur echa because they're both critical. They're both so critical. A person has to take advantage of Shabbos, to daven more slowly, to dedicate time for Talmud Torah, to experience a tainug nafshi, a tainug ruchni. That's really what Shabbos is all about. That's the emissa onig Shabbos. Without the zocha, a person can have a shomer, but he's missing so much. He has a guf without an ashoma. He has the skeleton of Shabbos without its soul. Right? The structure of what Shabbos is supposed to be without meaning. He's missing so much without the zocha. Unfortunately, there are many people who observe Shabbos. They are shomer Shabbos. But they feel that Shabbos doesn't transform them. They don't feel different after a Shabbos. They don't feel like they can approach the new week with a different mindset. And all too often, the reason is because they're careful about the Shomer, but they're not careful enough about the Zohar. Achas Shabbos Tishmaru. The Torah in this week's parasha says you gotta observe both. You gotta be careful not just with the Shomer, but with the Zohar as well. The Zohar v'Shomer b'dibur echad. The Zohar is first, because that's the Ikar. The Shomer is only the means to bring to the Zohar. We need both. We need both. The Ksav Kabbalah is that maybe this is the deeper meaning. Fine, what Chazal say, the Gemara Shabbos and Dafkuf Yud Chesem and Beis, that Omole Mishamin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kilchosem Miyad Nigolim. If Klal Yisrael were to only observe two Shabbosos, they would be redeemed immediately. What does that mean? He says that maybe it refers to not just the Geula Klolis, not just to the ultimate Geula, but Miyad Nigolim is Klal Yisrael. Kol Echad Ve'Echad would have a Geula Pratis. Each individual would have a Geula, a sense of Geula, a newfound perspective on life. If he would be Mishamer Shtei Shabbosos, not two Shabbosos, but the two elements of Shabbos. If we were Mishamer, the Shtei Shabbosos, the Zohar and the Shomer. If we're Shomer, not just the Shvisa Saguf, not just Melocha, not just the Shomer aspect of Shabbos, but if we're Mekayim, the Zohar as well, we each experience a geula, we'd infuse a new meaning and purpose into our lives. That's really the goal of Shabbos. If we are Mekayim the Zohar, we'll see that the Shabbos will be mashpi on us. It'll change our whole perspective on life, and it will transform the entire week. The Shabbos.